on this episode of Rev Hang.
Give me 6,000 RPM while I'm driving on the highway, please.
Acceleration is the suggestion.
This is on the New York Times. This made actual regular news.
The second driver at Red Bull has been outscored by Sauber over the last 11 races. Williams appears to be back.
Sort of. Alex Albon is back.
Alex Albon is back. Carlos Sainz is going to be back. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Rev Hang. It's episode 4 of season 4. All the 4s today, Ben.
It's our golden episode.
We are a little late this week. Ben decided to get sick with a sinus infection, which isn't technically sickness, but maybe. So that is the reason. This will be coming out on Friday, 2 days before the next race. But that is beside the point. We are here eventually.
It'll leave you on a cliffhanger.
Yes, indeed. And this will probably be a pretty short episode because that race was an absolute banger, right, Ben?
Yeah.
Yes.
Everyone was so excited for it, too. It's like the inverse thermal club.
Exactly. Yeah. For real. But we are here. Ben, how are you doing? How are you feeling?
Well, I actually went into urgent care and the doctor said I looked pretty healthy and he didn't want to give me antibiotics. So I'm just thugging it out.
That's what we like to hear. Awesome.
Absolutely thriving.
Well, let's continue to thug it out and dive right into this episode. We'll start with some paddock news. On this week's paddock news, first order of business. Seems like it happened forever ago, but this is since the last race. Liam Lawson was replaced at Red Bull by Yuki Tsunoda. We kind of joked about this last episode that, haha, this might happen, but then it actually did.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy stuff. Lawson got 2 races in that Red Bull, and then he got the boot.
So. At least he got demoted instead of kicked out of F1, like some people were speculating.
Yeah, it was looking a little sketchy there for him for a little bit. Yes, he did go back to Racing Bulls. Tsunoda is up to Red Bull, and then Lawson went and out-qualified Tsunoda the first race.
Yeah, it's a great look for Red Bull.
Great look. They clearly know what they're doing, but... Anyway, moving on, the next thing, we just, this is a product of having a late episode, we do get more news that other episodes don't have. So, McLaren has announced just today that they will be entering the World Endurance Championship in 2027, racing in Le Mans, in the, it's not LMP1 anymore, I don't know what it's called anymore, I think it's it's IMSA, it's the prototype, the main one, not LMP2. They switched only LMP1. They didn't switch the other one.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. But it is going to be the main one, probably the lower series as well. But they did say they're going to be competing for a overall Le Mans win, which means they're going to be in the prototypes. So that is very exciting. I honestly didn't even realize they weren't in World Endurance, but now that I think about it, they're not.
Can't wait to see another variation of McLaren Senna out on the track.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Okay, and the last thing, Carlos Sainz was fined 10,000 British pounds for using the bathroom as instructed by his medical doctor during the national anthem at Japan. He was told by his doctor to go to the restroom. He had a legitimate medical reason to do so. There was some stomach bug he had or something. And the FIA decided, well, medical reason is not good enough.
He forgot his doctor's note.
We're fining you 10,000 pounds for using the bathroom during the Japanese national anthem, which has not been received well by fans or drivers. If you watch the interviews, everyone is like, I don't know what the FIA is doing, but they've clearly lost their minds.
Yeah. Didn't the deputy president, some higher up guy actually resigned? I think it was earlier today. I should have brought receipts. I should have brought a doctor's note.
If it was earlier today, I did not see that, but I would not be surprised. I'm just hoping that, you know what? To get some traction on this this show, I'm going to start saying some spicy things.
Yes. It was FIA Deputy President Robert Reed resigned over crisis at Formula One's governing body. This is on the New York Times. This made actual regular news.
Like actual news.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. Wow. Well, that's interesting. Robert Reed is out. Unfortunately, Mohammed bin Sulayem is still in.
Yeah, Robert claimed he was witnessing a steady erosion of the principles they promised to uphold.
No kidding.
Absolutely wild.
Crazy things there. Or he was scapegoated. That's probably more likely what happened.
I don't know. I don't know.
Anyway, there are going to be elections at the end of this season for a new FIA president. Thank goodness. I highly doubt MVS is going to get reelected. If he does, then, well, let's...
Good old Russian voting tactics.
I wasn't going to say it because Ben was going to say it for me.
You can always count on me to say it.
Yes, exactly. One of these days, we're actually going to cause an international incident. That's the joke, I feel like, every episode. But let's move into the Japanese Grand Prix in all of its glory and go through the top 10 in qualifying. It was Verstappen, followed by Norris, Piastri, Leclerc, Russell, Antonelli, Hadjar, Hamilton, Albon, and Behrman, who got into Q3 again in that Haas.
Bro's cooking.
He is, and Hadjar is as well, and that Racing Bulls has now gotten into Q3 twice. And he's killing it. The guy is real quick, like real quick. Very impressed so far with Hadjar. He just had that kind of incident in Australia, which threw some shadows over his abilities, but he has quickly disproven any doubters.
Yeah, he wasn't the only rookie to have problems in Australia anyways.
So. No, not even a little bit. So let's move into the race highlights. What are those? What are highlights? Somehow the F1 YouTube channel still managed to scrape an 8-minute highlight video together, and the first half of it was lap one and the replay of lap one. Really nothing happened in this race. It was extraordinarily boring, which is very unfortunate because usually Japan is pretty solid, but usually it also rains in Japan, so I think that's the difference there.
Yeah, shifting the time that it happens definitely kind of affected the outcome and the excitement of the race. It was so exciting, or not exciting, that I started playing Marathon from 1994 on my computer.
Wow.
I played one of the worst levels to play on it, and I still had more brain activation, I would say.
Yep. I was not a great race. There was one thing that did happen. Lando Norris and Max Verstappen got into a bit of a scuffle on pit exit, where Norris ended up turning his Formula One machine into a lawnmower, cutting the grass on pit exit. But there was really no incident other than that. Lando continued, still finished second. It was all fine. And that's pretty much the race in a nutshell. The top six finished in the same order they started, which I think they said happened for the first time in like 10 years. It does not happen too often. And 11 drivers total finished in the same position they started. There was not a single yellow flag. Everybody finished the race. We had 20 people finish. Lance Stroll was the only one that was lapped. He was also the only one with two pit stops, but that was not the reason he was lapped. He was lapped because he was extraordinarily slow, because he sucks at Japan every year. But Lance Stroll bashing aside, talking points for the race. Verstappen still has a very, very good chance of winning the championship, as he has proven. He hasn't finished lower than third, I don't think. The guy is just tractor. Yeah, exactly. He's putting that horrible car into places it does not deserve to be, which is just showing once again why he is a four-time world champion. The guy has the chops and is showing he can still win even when he's not in the fastest car, possibly like the fourth or fifth fastest car. Pretty wild stuff. McLaren seems to be favoring Lando Norris right now. They had every opportunity to try and win that race in Japan, but they decided to put him on the exact same pit strategy as Verstappen. And also, when Piastri was clearly faster than Norris at the end of the race, they did not let the drivers swap.
Papaya rules are back, baby.
For real. I thought we were going to get some racing between them this year, as Zach Brown alluded to, but that does not appear to be the case. So, Who knows? Maybe if Piastri wins a couple more, they'll start letting them fight a little more. But they're well clear in the Constructors' Championship, so I don't see a reason to not let them battle it out. Yeah.
Who knows?
Kimi Antonelli is very good at his job. The guy, as a rookie, I haven't seen a rookie this good since Leclerc in terms of inputting his car. I mean, granted, the Mercedes is a solid car, and he's basically putting it where it should be, but most rookies struggle in their first few races, and this guy's just immediately on the pace.
And as a benchmark, George Russell's not a slow driver.
No, the guy's not a slouch. I mean, Russell beat Hamilton the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, George Russell is a very tough teammate to have as your first teammate, and he's on Russell's pace. I mean, Russell has beaten him every race, but it's only one or two positions each time. It's not been that crazy, so...
He's right behind him in the championship.
Yeah, yeah. Williams appears to be back.
Sort of. Alex Albon is back.
Alex Albon is back. Carlos Sainz is going to be back, I'm sure. But my prediction of Carlos Sainz doubling Albon's points this season appears to have been... misinformed.
Hey, there's still time.
Yeah, there is still time. But Albon has also been incredibly good this season so far. Very anonymous, but always bringing home points. So
I kind of forget that Albon used to drive for Red Bull.
Yeah.
Like, they clearly saw something in him. We're seeing that, I think.
Right. Yes, we are seeing that.
Before indeed. They crushed his spirit.
And almost his career, yes. Lewis Hamilton is struggling a little bit in that Ferrari. There appear to be communication issues between him and his engineer, which are always very entertaining to see. Probably not entertaining being on either side of that. But he isn't picking up the car quite as quick as I'm sure he would like to. Leclerc, I mean, to his credit, Leclerc isn't doing that much better. So maybe it's just the car. Maybe it's just Ferrari being Ferrari. Who knows? It does not appear that they have all of their communication set, though.
Yeah.
Which will only get better as time goes on, but...
It's shaping up to be a solid check-in next year season for Lewis Hamilton.
Kind of focus on 26, yeah.
Yeah.
Liam Lawson appears to still be struggling a little bit. He seemed to do better, I think, this week than in his Red Bull outings. Still did not score points. But
only two places behind Tsunoda.
Yes, indeed. Only two places behind Tsunoda. We did skip the results of the race.
Wait, right? But... No, further. I thought he was a lot closer. Okay, not two places behind Tsunoda. He was five places behind Tsunoda.
Yeah, Tsunoda did climb quite a bit throughout the race.
Yeah, I thought he got 14th for some reason. That was weird.
Yeah. And then the second Red Bull is still not great. The Red Bull in general, I think, is not great. Tsunoda had a little bit of a rough weekend. His qualifying did get messed up, though, and it wasn't like really his fault. So I think he'll bounce back in Bahrain. I do think Tsunoda overall looked better than Lawson did in that Red Bull. So hopefully, moving forward, Tsunoda will get back on the right foot.
Yeah, hopefully his little bit more experience tool will allow him to be a little more assertive in how he wants the car set up to maybe make it a little easier for him to drive. Because even he was saying this weekend that it's just a very difficult car for him to drive.
Right. I mean, it's clearly a difficult car to drive. He did say he's also not taking any setup advice from Max. He wants to do his own thing, which
probably
we'll see
good.
How that plays out. Probably actually a good thing.
Max kind of drives
Max
like a
such a pointy car. Yeah. Might end up actually benefiting him, which honestly, now that I think about it, he'll probably be the first driver to not take advice from Max on setup.
Yeah.
Since probably Ricardo. So maybe this is the secret sauce. We'll see. Let's go through the top 10 in the standings real quick. We have Lando. Actually, let's go through the results because I forgot to do that.
Ooh, right.
Winning the race was Max Verstappen, followed by Norris, Piastri, then Leclerc, Russell, Antonelli. 7 through 10 was Hamilton, Hadjar, Albon, and Behrman. The standings in the championship. Lando Norris is still in the championship lead, followed very closely behind by Max Verstappen, who was only 1 point behind him at 61 points. Oscar Piastri is down there at 49 points. It would be higher if he did not spin out into the grass in Australia. Still very much in it, as is George Russell at 45. Antonelli has 30. Leclerc, what did I just do? I messed up the...
Oh, no.
There we go. Antonelli has 30. Leclerc has 20. Albon has 18. All of Williams' points. Oh, not all of Williams' points. Williams has 19 points total because Sainz got one.
When did he get 1 point?
Because of all the disqualifications in China. He ended up 10th at the end of
that's
everything.
That's incredible.
Yep. Lewis Hamilton has 15. Ocon has 10 for Haas. Stroll has 10 for Aston Martin. Hulkenberg has 6. Behrman has 5. Then we have Hadjar, Tsunoda, Sainz with just a few each. And then the drivers yet to score are Gasly, Alonso, Lawson, Doohan, and Bortoleto.
Antonelli's absolutely eating the other rookies alive.
Oh, yeah.
Granted, he's definitely in a faster car, but...
He's in probably the second fastest car. Well, I mean, it's hard with Ferrari, because Ferrari looks like they're second, but, like, they just can't get results right now.
No.
Granted, they would have done a lot better. They'd be a lot higher than they are if they didn't both get disqualified in China. So
yeah,
there is that.
I'm comfortable saying second fastest right now.
Mercedes?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's close between Mercedes and Ferrari. But Mercedes looks like they're on better form right now. So for constructors, McLaren is in first with 111, followed by Mercedes at 75 and Red Bull at 61.
Verstappen
at 61. Then Ferrari at 35, Williams at 19, Haas at 15, Aston Martin at 10, Racing Bulls at 7, Sauber at 6, and Alpine is yet to score any points. I heard a stat today that kind of blew my mind. What was it? The second driver at Red Bull has been outscored by Sauber over the last 11 races. If you combine all of the points.
Yeah.
So, I think Sauber has like 8 points over the last 11 races. And the fact that the second Red Bull does not have 8 points in the last 11 races is wild.
That's the kind of statistic that give you a hot sauce indigestion.
Yes. Well, we know how that goes.
Yeah. Never again.
Never again.
We're not doing that this year.
Yeah. No. It was entertaining while we were on camera. Once we went off camera, it's quickly became
pretty
not
bad.
Entertaining. Yeah. Pit Stop Championship. Let's get into it, Ben. Top 10. We had Hamilton, Piastri, Russell, Norris, Leclerc, Hadjar, Doohan, Albon, Stroll, and Bortoleto. Hamilton had a time of 2.18 seconds. Not crazy
fast. Yeah,
that kind of fits the way the race went. Boring. Yeah. Going into the standings, Ferrari is well clear of everybody in drivers and constructors. Leclerc has 60 points, Hamilton has 53,
it's
and then third
they've
place.
Had so many chances to do pit stops. Right. They get lots of opportunities.
Russell has 36 in third place, so he's almost 20 points behind second place. So Ferrari has 113 points, and RB is in second place at 42, tied with McLaren at 42. So Ferrari is off to the races
yep.
on the pit stop side of things. We are already on our overtake of the week. This is going to be an extremely short episode, but I'm sure we can find some things to talk about.
I'll talk about anything.
Okay. Overtake of the week, there were not a lot of candidates for this one, so I give it to Carlos Sainz for his overtake on Nico Hülkenberg on lap one of the race going into the hairpin in Suzuka. It was pretty nice dive.
No, we're good.
We're good. Nothing crazy, but that was the craziest overtake of the race, so
yeah,
that's what gets it. I could have looked into like some Formula Drift, because Formula Drift was at Long Beach this week, but I didn't feel like pouring through Formula Drift footage because that doesn't really interest me.
What is this? It's all smoke
and there's no anyway.
Yeah, like I was saying, I was playing Marathon, so
yeah. it was very exciting this week.
We could talk about Marathon hype for the entire rest of the podcast. That would easily go a couple hours.
I have some friends who'd be very happy to talk about marathon.
I'm sure.
For 2 hours.
I'm sure.
If not longer.
Do a marathon on marathon? Is that what you're saying? All right. Let's go into our predictions while we think about something to talk about so that this episode is longer than 15 minutes. I don't know where we're at right now.
We're at 25 minutes.
No way.
23.
We also waited like 5 minutes to start. So.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Talk about the weather.
We could talk about the weather. It has been actually quite nice lately.
Oh, that's actually pretty nice.
Yes.
That's enough of that.
Yes, you don't get to see outside. Not at all. All right, predictions.
Some freak is going to geolocate my house.
Yep, you, that guy Rainbold, GeoGuessr guy, you're cooked.
I'm cooked.
All right, Japanese Grand Prix predictions. Ben, give me, well, I'm just going to warn everybody now. It's not good.
This is not great.
I'll remind everybody of the top five real quick. It was Verstappen, Norris, Piastri, Leclerc, and Russell. In the top five, Ben, what do you got?
I had Norris, Piastri, Verstappen, Russell, and Tsunoda in the top five with Ocon as my dark horse.
Nothing. Whole lot of nothing. I had Piastri, Verstappen, Norris, Russell, and Antonelli in my top five with Tsunoda as my dark horse. Also, nothing for me.
Give me 1 second. Yep.
Yes.
We're good.
We're good. Fastest lap. We weren't lying. This is why. And he's a lot better than he was.
I'm doing great. From what I understand.
Yeah. Fastest lap went to Antonelli. What did you say, Ben?
I had Albon for this one. I don't know why.
I had Lewis Hamilton. Driver of the day went to Yuki Tsunoda at his home race. And he did, I think, gain the most positions out of everybody in the race. So yeah. I guess deserved. What'd you say, Ben?
I had Norris for this one.
I had the pastry himself, Oscar Piastri. But neither of us got that. So everything was wrong. We did not get a single thing right, which I think might be the first time this has ever happened.
There's no, it's the first time this has ever happened.
I don't know.
We've been doing this for 4 years. Do you think we've never gotten at least one thing right?
I don't know. I'd have to look, but this doesn't happen too often. Usually there's at least one thing that's right.
Editor, go back through all 100 hours of footage and find the ones that we were completely wrong on.
Can't keep doing this to me, Ben. Okay, my night just got longer. Yeah.
It's Vietnam, like black and white flashbacks go across the screen.
Yes. No, not like this. All right.
Not season one. No.
Bahrain Grand Prix predictions. Give me your top five and dark horse, Ben.
I have Norris, Verstappen, Piastri, Antonelli, Hamilton, and Lawson as my dark horse.
Gotcha. I've got Piastri, Norris, Russell, Verstappen, and Leclerc as my top five with Carlos Sainz as my dark horse.
I wonder if it'd be worth changing dark horse to biggest letdown.
Maybe. I'll have to edit my spreadsheets a little bit, but maybe.
It would be funny. That's why we would do it.
It would be. We'd have to get, it'd be fun to have predictions that are subjective so we can argue about it.
Yeah.
fastest
is there an
lap.
Objectively best letdown? Who knows?
I don't know. Fastest lap, what you got?
Lando Norris.
I have Antonelli. Driver of the day.
I have Antonelli.
And I have Hamilton.
Hmm.
Don't know why, honestly. Ben, do you have words of wisdom? I'm sure you've got something for us this week.
My words of wisdom. Take your studded tires off. Especially if you drive a Subaru and you're the kind of person that drives around in studded tires the entire year because you have a Subaru, it's time to take them off. It's time to take off the studded tires. It's time to take off the snow tires. Unless you're, I don't know, if you're going skiing. I guess I've gone skiing once last month. But yeah, it's time to take off the studded tires. It's time to put on your all seasons or whatever else you have. If you have, you know, all terrains, fine, whatever. But like, Seriously, studded tires haven't been cool for like the past 5 years, 6 years, 10 years. Whenever actual tire technology was developed that allowed you to drive around in winter without studs in your tires, it's time to take them off.
Yes. Couldn't agree more. It rips up the roads during the summer, and your tax dollars are paying for that, theoretically.
It's so loud and uncomfortable, and you're already driving a Subaru, so why would you put yourself through more loud and uncomfortable times?
Indeed, Ben. Indeed. And you're already probably a loud and uncomfortable person.
Yeah.
If you drive a Subaru.
Or any other car that comes with only a CVT.
Oh. I think I just threw up in my mouth when you said CVT.
Yes, please give me constant engine RPMs no matter where I'm going. Please.
Yes, because that makes sense.
Yes, I would love the sound of my engine to not be related to how fast I'm going on the road. Give me 6,000 RPM while I'm driving on the highway, please.
Acceleration is a suggestion.
I would love it if he pretended to be an automatic transmission. Yes, that would make the experience so much better.
It really would. Some of them do that.
Please send power with a rubber band to my wheels. Our statements uttered by the utterly deranged.
Indeed. So, secondary words of wisdom. Don't buy a car with a CVT. And also, drink water.
Yeah,
that's good.
Drink water. Take allergy medicine if you need it.
Indeed.
But not too much.
If you're going to be recording something on video, highly recommend getting a softbox and a light, because our lighting looks different this episode, I hope. And I'm thinking it's going to be a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
They're not that expensive. This one here that we have is $50. I'll take a picture of it and post it so you can see it.
Take out all the lights in your house and replace them with softboxes.
Maybe not, but you could. Editor, please put a picture of the softbox and the camera so that that the lovely people can see what we've got going on here and the lovely ghetto setup we've got on the tripod.
Oh, I need to play with my camera lens. This is how we draw out the runtime.
This is indeed how we draw out the runtime. I hope you're entertained by this. We've talked about this more than the race this week.
No, it's still not. Cleaned off the main lens, but not the wide angle ones.
He's getting there.
I'm getting there.
Ben's on the struggle bus this week. This whole week. We got the whole setup. Perfect.
Yeah, that's
editor.
Pretty good.
Editor, please put that picture in the...
This one.
That. I'm going to have a lot of fun doing this. But... I guess that wraps the episode. We don't have a lot to talk about this week.
What does he want to talk about? Yeah.
We have time.
We have time, but also I'm going to have a lot to play with in editing.
That's also fair.
Which, you know, isn't a problem. It's also Thursday as we're recording this, and it's already late, so...
That is a good point, actually.
I told you we'd do a mini episode this week, so we're just going to keep it a mini episode, I think. We did get something out for the record. So we can't say we missed a week.
Mm-hmm.
You can't put that on us.
Consistency is key.
Consistency is key. This is the first time we've not released on a Tuesday in quite a while, which I'm actually very proud of. My New Year's resolution last year was to actually get consistent with release dates. And I think we've accomplished that. So every once in a while is not a problem.
I agree. Yeah.
But the first couple seasons, it was like releasing on a Friday was not an uncommon occurrence.
Not unheard of.
No. So I'm proud of myself. I've got the system down. But
yep.
Do you have anything else to add before we wrap this, Ben?
Nothing that I can fit in the next 2 minutes.
Okay. Well, I guess thank you everybody so much for watching and listening to this episode of Rev Hang. If you enjoyed it, leave a like or rating on the platform you listen on. It really helps us out. If you want to see more, subscribe or follow on the YouTubes or the Rumbles or anywhere. If you want to see updated standings for IndyCar and F1, check out our website, revhang.com, which is for the most part updated except for the homepage, which, editor, please update the homepage of the website. If you have a question about racing or about us, hit us up on any socials and we may feature your question on the next show. You can follow Ben on Instagram at BenjiMeetsWorld and or myself at 2N_squared. You can follow the RevHang page on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, anywhere if TikTok doesn't go away in 75 more days, which it just keeps getting pushed. So It'll probably stick around for a while.
Yeah. It's like some other things that are sticking around for a little while.
Indeed. international incidents galore. Only this one would be a national incident.
Goodbye, my beloved 9070 chances. I will never be able to afford you.
Anyways, you can follow us at RevHang Media on all of the socials. We'll be back in just a couple of days to talk about the Formula One Bahrain Grand Prix. And I think Long Beach might be this week, too.
It do be.
Do it do be. It
It'll
do
finally be a good week in racing.
Do be do be do ba.
Yep.
Yes. So we got a couple of awesome races. I think Bahrain is usually pretty entertaining. And the fact that it's not the first race of the season, so we don't have to worry about first race problems.
Yep.
I think this one might be a banger, but I also said that about Japan. So
yeah. I'm in it for Long Beach.
Long Beach will be very fun. It's a good one. And after Bahrain is Saudi Arabia, which is usually a pretty solid race
too. Yeah.
So we got a ton coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Maybe I won't be coughing.
Maybe you won't be coughing.
I'll be healed.
Theoretically. I think we got Imola, and then Miami, and then Monaco, and Indy 500. So we got some good stuff coming up in the next months. If I can English. Editor, please speak English.
Please English.
Please English myself. But until next time, I've been Nathan.
And I'm Ben.
Thanks for hanging out.
See you later.